Okay, we go the third part of our three-part series, Tafshin Peidal, 10 Short Ideas. I got a marathon, Tafshin Peidal, and Shabbat Nishmas, Esther Te'ila, Bas, Rav Gabriel Pinchas, from my father-in-law, Rav Avram Abba, and Rav Moshe Chaim, for Besor service in Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezda Shem Yisparach, Hashiyah, V'siyat Deshmai, for the soldiers, the hostages, and everyone of Achina Beis Yisrael. First idea comes us from the Matnam album. We ended up last time with Dayenu, and the answer to Dayenu, Al-Khaz Kama V'Kama, let me say, Ragamil, Hey, Omer Koshel, Omer Shoshet Dvarma, Eilu HaPesach, Le'yotzo Yidei Chavos, Ve'elu Hein Pesach, Ma'at Somor. Rami makes a very famous statement from the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tav Zayin, and anyone who doesn't say these three things is not Yotzei Dechiyav on Pesach. Pesach, Matzah, Mar, and you point to each thing. Says the Malbim, Mama wants to ask a question, why is this paragraph of Rabbi Gamliel, why did the Baal HaGadol put the Rabbi Gamliel right after Dayenu? This is an incredible answer. After recounting the miracles and the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for which we must give thanks, and before we say Lefichach, before we say Lefichach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before we say Hallel, before we start Hallel, before we start, say the first two paragraphs, Gamliel says we must underscore and understand the reasons we are obligated to praise Hashem, the oppression which represented by the matzah and the mor, and the redemption which represented by the Karm Pesach. We have to understand, what are we giving thanks for? Yes, we're in the middle of the specifying of the thanks, but before we get to the Lefichach, before we get to the end, before we get to the beginning of Hallel, before we even get to the meal, before we get to anything, we have to understand, what are we thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're thinking Hashem for the ultimate, for the ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, there'll be a galus, which was the matzah and the maror, lechem oni and maror, and finally the Karim Pesach as well. We're thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ultimate. There's a story here, there was a promise here, and there's a journey here. We're thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, for taking us along and feeling His presence, for feeling it. You have to underscore, you have to feel those reasons. That's where Radavka Rabbi Gamliel makes this statement over here. Number idea number two, Rav Moshe Tzvi, my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, Shkiach in YU, Rav in Beth Abraham, in Bergenfield, he has incredible remez that I always like to say over. Pesach, Matzah, Moror. See, we know that these three things go together. He says Pesach refers to skipping, to jumping. Matzah, the Zohar tells us, is the Lechem Demnusa, Mamech ingesting Emunah. Rabbi Gober says, the night of Lal Seder, we're ingesting a moon, and finally Moror is better. If you Pesach the Matzah, if you pass over the Matzah, if you pass over the Amunah, Moror, you live a bitter life. A person who passes over Amunah, a person who doesn't live a life of faith in simple bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lives a bitter, a Moror, a sad, negative, pessimist, Nebuch life. Pesach the Matzah, if you live over a life not filled with Amunah, then you have a Moror to your life. Which is the opposite is true as well. If a person lives with a life of Amunah, you live with a life of tremendous simcha, tremendous holiness and happiness. I love idea number three. Now idea number three comes with the Kedush Levi. Pesach. So now we talk about Pesach. Pesach shayu oichun avasinu oichun mazan shemes amigdash shepasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love this Kedush. Rabbi Razer was the first one I heard his Kedush Levi, and it almost changed my life. You know, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin and we wear tefillin. I think it's Gemara in Brachas Taf Vav Amar Aleph. We wear tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what's written in our tefillin, Shema Yisrael? What's written in Hashem's tefillin, Mikam Chisrael? We praise Hashem in our tefillin, and Hashem wears tefillin, and He praises us. That's exactly this idea. Pesach, but it also has another name, Chag HaMatzos. Why is sometimes a place called Pesach? Sometimes a place called Chag HaMatzos. So Kedushas Levi, I believe in Parshas Bo, says, Pesach, we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're praising Hashem. We're praising Hashem. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over our houses. And Chag HaMatzos, He's praising us. Chag HaMatzos, He's praising us. That we don't wait for the bread to rise. And this is Ani L'doi D'V'doi D'Li. I'm to my beloved, to me. Always looking for the good in each other. Always looking for the good. Which is the opposite. Sometimes we are always looking for the bad in others. This is what the Kudjus Ramayga, the Avodah Yisrael, says. Kol makam she'in sarach bedika, ein sarach, any kol makam she'in, you didn't bring chometz in, ein sarach bedika. You don't have to, let me check the Lashon over here. Right, the opening mission says that in the Pesachim, Chol Makom She'im Echnis Bo Chametz, Ein Tzarach Bedika. Any place that you know you didn't bring chametz into the garage, you don't want to be bedika. Says the Kedushas Magid, Hatana Makom She'im Azir, Hatana Makom She'im Echnis, Ein Tzarach Bedika. Kolomar She'im Kach She'ishkiach Amaseim Asher Achirim, Rak She'isakiv Yishkiach Amaisav. What does bedika Sambir Chametz? What do they show us? What are they reminding us? Focus on your own chametz. Don't focus on someone else's chametz, which is the exact opposite of what Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi is saying lehefech. Look for the good. Look for the light. Look for the positive. Look how hard your family's worked for Pesach. Don't look at the one thing that's missing at the table. Look how hard Yontif was. Look how hard our wives, our mothers, how hard it is to be able, if your person's going away, how much, and what, to be appreciative, to look for the good and look for the kindness. This is exactly Kiddush HaSeiv, idea number four. It's in the end of the paragraph of Matzah. No, sorry, the end of the paragraph of Maror. Maror, Shazanu, Ochel, Shema. So it said, Bechol, Dor, Vador. No, the paragraph of Maror. Shanem, Iveri, Maror, Chayem, Bavor, Kasha, Bechomer, Levene, Bechol, Vador, Basad, Eis, Kol, Varuch, Asher, Avdu, Bavan, Bafarach. Bavor, Kasha, Bechol, Vador, Basad, Asher, Avdu, Bavafarach. Three different, why this solves a lot of the same languages. The hard work, the work in the field, the hard labor, they made them perform. What's this going on over here? Says the Ksav Sofer of idea number four. Part of the pain of the oppression that the Klaiso experienced in Egypt was the difficulty of adapting, because the work was changed every few days. The Haggadah is referring to all different kinds of labor. At first, they made us make bricks and mortar. And then after we became accustomed to do that and we became easier, we switched this to us. Go work in the fields. No bricks. The difficulty was doubled. Both the work itself and the need to adapt to field labor. That is why we end with the words, whatever service they made to perform with hard labor, Asher avdu b'hem b'farach, kept on switching, kind of like what they did, I believe, in Megillah. They made the men do the women jobs, women do the men jobs. No, I think that's also a Mitzrayim also. They made every single one of us be able to do each other's jobs. The Ksav Sofer says that they made it, it was something emotional. Not just a Mitzrayim, but it was a mind game of them. You know how to do what you're doing now. You're able to do it. No. We're not going to make you go. And I think it's a tremendous lesson for us to be able to adapt the ability to be flexible. To be flexible is to be able to leave Mitzrayim. Ksav Sofer says that they made a difficulty of adapting, and we maybe have to find the kedusha of adapting, the kedusha of like Rabbi Goldberg likes to say, what's the word? I believe the word he used is pivot. Like when COVID hit, the shul pivoted a certain way. You have to be able to pivot. Not everything on Yom Tov is going to go your way, especially this year with all the hostages and people's, it's not the same Pesach it was last Pesach. You have to be able to pivot. You have to understand, like Rav Kluger says, not every Seder table is going to be running the way you want. You have to be able to pivot, to adapt in the Kedusha to go away. Learn from this Ksav Sofer, idea number five, going with Rav Biederman's Haggadah, he quotes the Chasam Sofer. So we start with the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer. Now go back to the father, the Tata, Rav Biederman. We finally get to the end of the second Kohes, the end of Magid. Brachat Hashem, Hashem, Galanu. And so the Chasam Sofer has a very pashut idea. There is so Rishonim who say that the bracha of Sher Galanu includes the bracha of the mitzvah of Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. Generally, says the Chasam Sofer, the rule is that brachos are recited over Lesiyasin. You make a bracha, you shake the lulav. Make a bracha, you put the tefillin on. You do the action right after the bracha. Before they are performed, you make the bracha. So why do we make the bracha after we finish retelling the story? We should really say the bracha before the story. And says the Chasam Sofer, an incredible, magical, remarkable vort. He says there's an exception to the rule. What's the exception or rule of Over Lasiyasun? By a ger. A convert only recites the bracha on tefillah, the immersion that makes the ger recite the effect only after the effect. This is what because the tefillah, he was not eligible. He wasn't a yid to recite the bracha. It's only once he's a Jew, he's a yid, and he can say the words. Asher kiddushanu. This is what happens on Leil Seder, says the Chasam Sofer. We're new, we're cleansed, where every single one is b'chol dovador. And every single one of us is a fresh, new person. We're close to him once again, and that's exactly, it goes to halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, each and every one says, we're a ger. And this goes back to what Rav Shor said from the Sassamis. Man ishtana halayla azeh. How is this night not going to be different? How is this night going to change me, to transform me, to transcend me to the Rabboni Shalom? I love that idea. Why? It's a bracha. We should make the bracha before. No. Because every one of us is like a ger. And the ger just can't make the bracha until after the mikvah. So too, every one of us can't say the bracha until after we have the kedusha and the unbelievable light of Magid, and then we can make the bracha like a ger. What a beautiful insight from Rabbi from the Chasam Sofer, Sasemes, idea number six. So we wash, we do matzah, beautiful. We get to Maror. The Rebbe Melech says this, it seems to be a little bit interesting. What's the role of Maror? Maror gets a little bit of a highlight. Maror. Says the Rebbe Melech, an incredible lesson. And maybe we could say this is very appropriate for this year as well. With all the anti-Semitism and all the hate going on in the world, and there's a lot of backlash, and there should be for it. But maybe there's a good thing within it, down deep in as well. And Rav Shor talks about this all the time. The Rebbe Amalek says that if we're not for the oppression and for the slavery, the Jewish nation would have assimilated. It was the slavery that made them into a people who were Mitzuyonim Sham, distinctive, separate, Havdaladik, Thus the maror was an integral part of the redemption, says the Noam HaLimelech. You want to know why we put the maror and we say Al-Achilas maror? Mamish, we don't do a saber of that. But Mamish, there's a light in the maror. In all the anti-Semitism in the world, there's a reason for that, and there's a good in that. What's that debt? What's doing that? When Columbia University is doing what they're doing, Mamish crazy, no matter what's going on in America, what's going on social media, what's going on with them, of America telling Klai Yisrael, telling Nachal Haredi what to do, being sanctioned, it's a good thing. Because we know we're the Ama Nivchar, and we're not gonna get segregated and assimilate. We're gonna stay apart. And Havdalah, Rabbi Goldberg said yesterday in the Shabbos Sagoda Joshua, he said arguably he thinks that number one tefillah to say the greatest kavana is Havdalah. To remember that we're Shabbos to get Jews, we're Torah to get Jews, we're tefillah to get Jews, we're chesed to get Jews. I love that idea from the Rebbe Meilich. That gives you a total different aspect. Every single time you see on the news an anti-Semitic thing, we don't want it, we don't warrant it. But if it's going to happen, Mr. Rebbeinu Shem tells us, stay separate, stay holy. Stay I'm a nifchar, I'm a skula. Stay holy, kavat. Adi number 7. Let me get to korich. Korich, we make the sandwich. Lekayim ashenemar amatzos from Rom yachlu. In order to be mekayim, the midst of the pasuk says it in Parshas Vayelotcha to eat matzah with the bitter herbs with korich with the charoisis. Beautiful. Says the Belzer Rebbe, and I once heard this idea from my friend Noam and Mishkov, who heard it from the Rebbe Rabbi Isaac Reish Shlita. From the Belzer Rebbe, I love this idea. Where's that pasuk from? Matzos from Rom yachlu is not from Mitzrayim. The story of Mitzrayim, where is it from? It's on Pesach Sheni. Why are we bringing up a pasuk from Pesach Sheni on Pesach Rishon? Okay, you're going to tell me Taisus and Psachim says that why is it called Psachim? Because we have the two opportunities to be in Karim Pesach, Rishon, Karim Pesach Sheni. But still, why are we bringing up a pasuk of Pesach Sheni over here? Says the Belzer Rebbe, incredible lesson. Right now we're sitting, unfortunately, not in Yerushalayim. Hopefully we will be sitting. But if we're not, if Chodesh Baruch Hu's will, we're not sitting in Yerushalayim. Some of us are going to be sitting in America in some random place. Some of us sitting in our homes in New York, in LA, in Texas, in Dallas, in Georgia, in Florida, whatever. But we know where we're not. We're not in Yerushalayim. But we hope in 29 days we will be. And what's the 29 days? Pesach Sheni. L'kayim ha'shenem ha'amad samarim yochlu. We're telling the Baruch Hashem, yes, right now, we're not there. We want to be, and we yearn to be, and we daven to be. In Yerushalayim in 29 days. And Dafka here, this is why we bring up a pasuk by Pesach Sheni. Because we hope to be, and we're showing our dreams in our tefillah, in our yearning to be there in 29 days of Yerushalayim Kodesh. Magnificent, incredible thought of the Belzer Rebbe, idea number 8. Okay, we have the meal. Beautiful job. Everyone's running to the meal. Who could eat already at 11 o'clock at night? But okay, it's part of Yontif, Simchas Yontif, Gevaldik. Then we bench, and then we say, Shevel Chamascha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should pour your anger, El HaGoyim, pour it on Hamas, pour it on the Palestinian people that hate us so much. Pour it on, not on the innocent ones, Chas V'Shalom, but on the 85% who chose the Hamas to be the retaliation. And put it on Hitler, and put it on Iran, and anyone who wants to destroy us. Shefoy Chamascha al Agoyim. Says the Sfas Emes, or Shor quotes it in his Likud. Why are we saying Shefoy Chamascha al Kus Harvi? Why Dafka Shefoy Chamascha go on the first cup, the second cup, third cup? Why on the fourth cup? And he says, we know Chazal tells us that the Dala Kosos are Kenega, the Dala Shonos of Geula. And what's the Dalad Shalas of Geula? And this last Gullus, where we pick it up. We see Shavu Chamascha Daka on this one, on this Gullus that we're finding ourselves running in 2024, after October 7th. After everything we have, all the miracles that happened last Shabbos in Iran, Baruch Hashem, a million times. Like Rabbi Goldberg said, it was on the level of the Six-Day War. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anu Oimrim, we beg, and we daven, and we yearn to Hashem, and we say, Shefoy Chamascha Sheyia Gula Meher Yamenu. It's Tzavka on the fourth cup. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take the revenge and take your anger. Don't forget what happened on October 7th. Don't forget what happened in 1939 to 1945 in Poland and in Germany and in Europe. Don't forget what happened to all those Jews in pain, from all those hostages, from all those soldiers. Don't forget what happened to Rabbeinu Hashem. And we Tzavka make it on the fourth cup because the Dal Shonos of Geula are Kenega the Dal Kosos. And the fourth Geula is the Gulf that we're in now. But the ultimate Gemula be'ezda Hashem Yisparach, Adi number 9. Adi number 9, Rabbi Yirmin brings from the Arugas Aboysim. Arugas Aboysim. So we say we have to get to Hala. The Mechaber writes very interesting. The Mechaber's Yerzeh was today, Shechon Aruch, Yud Gimel Nisan. The Mechaber writes in, I believe, in Simen Tuf Reish Pei Zayin, that in light of Pesach, Hala should be recited b'ni'ima, in a pleasant manner. And Arugas Aboysim wonders, why do we emphasize the ni'ima? We must be said Hala with ni'ima. Now, why is that a halacha? You say supposed to say a niggin, pleasantness, not shouldn't you just run through it. So the Arugas Aboysim quotes the Chasam Sofer. He knows, the Gemara Megillah tells us that Chafa Mebeza, we don't say halal night. It's halacha, we don't say halal night. But however, there's only one day or two nights in Gullus, so it's different. the night of Pesach, a person is obligated to relive the Geula, visualizing the reality of being a slave in Mitzrayim, and saying Halal, comes out spontaneously, says the Ruach HaBoisim, is what the Mechaber means when he says the Halal must be said in the Imam. For if his genuine, profound song of gratitude can be expressed any other way. If a Jew feels B'cho Adam Ki'ilu Yatsu Yitz Mitzrayim, it's dark, it's got to be in the Imam. Because if you really feel it, you're not rushing to get the Halal so you go to sleep. You want to say the Halal with every fiber in your being. It has to be an Imam in a pleasant manner. If you really feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking us out of Mitzrayim, he's taking the Jewish people, we look at October 7th, we look at the whole year as part of the Golus. How could you not sing Halal this year? Obviously, we're singing Halal with a broken heart. But the Kotzker Rebbe says it's not. You could still be B'Simcha and also have a broken heart at the same time. Of course we're having a broken heart. Of course we're having a broken heart. But sadness doesn't lead to Simcha. Sadness leads to nothing, to Averot. A broken heart will lead to Simcha. If you want to have real Simchas Yontif, of course with a broken heart. But it's got to be with Ni'imus, in a pleasant manner. Because Elamaisa, if you actually went through Magid, you actually went through, you viewed yourself, and you actually went through in your year, we viewed ourselves as if we went through Mitzrayim, how could you not say it in any other way? Dia number 10. Now we skip all the way to Nirtzer of Melech, brings us to the climax of Chagad. Yiv Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Shach L'Malach HaMavis. We get to the climax of the end of the Haggadah. What is going on over here by Chagadah? And Rabbeinu just says very simple. We recorded this Maral, I believe, in the first installment of this series. Every single Jew says the Maral on Pesach night. We're the Kohen Gadol. We're at the Ne'ilah. We're at the end of it. Says Rabbeinu, it shows the entire world, every particle within creation and every creature in the universe is governed by the Master. That every little thing in the story of Chagadah is represented by a different nation. An example of something happening in the world. An ox carries drinking water, what appears to be an arbitrary fight between a dog and a cat, a stick that seems to have accidentally been ignited. None of it is by chance, but rather it's a reflection of precise, perfect system designed by a perfect creator. There's a reason for it. The reason for everything. This is the Ne'idah, the close of the Seder, because this is Emunah. This is the realization. There's nothing but Him. And anything that happened or is happening will happen because the will of Kadosh Baruch Hu and only Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chagadah, we start the whole Chag Emunah, the Leil HaSeder, it's the night of Emunah. And the whole Indian, we talk about this whole story about the cat and everything and the Malach HaMavis and all this whole story, this whole thing to show that everything that happens in our lives, in our personal lives or in the national lives, everything is drawn by the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Ne'ilah, this is the close. Maybe Rav Shor says it even greater than that. There's some tzaddikim have the ability, if you have that, praise, the Anamuna Kadosh Baruch Hu, how could you not say Shia Shirim? A lot of people have the minhag to stay up after Chagadah. You don't go to run to sleep. You say Shia Shirim. Talk about the love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. The love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us, we have for Him. Aboyche Barma Yisra B'Yahava. Ata V'chartonu Mikol Ha'amim. Like the Vilna Gaon says, we can say this on Shalosh Regalim a million times. Ata V'chartonu Mikol Ha'amim refers to Pesach. He chose us on Pesach. I have to set it first to Shavuos. He gave us the ring of Torah. He loved us. V'ratzitzibanu. And even after we messed up, He took us back after on Sukkos. But Ashebachar Banu refers to Pesach. From the Vilna Gaon. The Emunah, which is the whole Indian of the night, and then it leads to Shir Hashim. That's really 10 ideas. We start saying idea number one, why Dafka's connection from Gamliel to Dayenu. He says we have to underscore the whole reason to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Dafka was the hardships and the work and everything, which represents the Pesach, representing by the Matzah and the Moror, and which leads to the Karman Pesach, which is the Gula. The second idea of Mashur Moshe, he says, Pesach Matzah the Moror. If you Pesach the Matzah, if you Pesach the Emunah, you have to live a Moror digger life. If a Jew lives a Emunah digger life, you have the opposite of Moror. You have a happy life, vibrant, filling life, filled with Emunah. And that's what the Matzah is supposed to bring us. The Alter Rebbe brings in Hayom Yom, Nazoya, the person eats Emunah. You're eating Emunah. It's the bread of healing. It's the bread of healing. It's the bread of Emunah. It's just a leva, idea number three, but we say Pesach, Chag HaMatzos. Pesach, we praise Hashem. Chag HaMatzos, He praises us. And the art film, we say Shema Yisrael. And the Chodesh Baruch says, Mika Amcha, Nidu Doid, Vidu Yili. Kodesh Magid says, when we do B'dikas Chametz, you have to make sure to don't look. And in the places the Mishnah says, in the places that you don't bring Chametz, you don't have to do B'dika. I mean, focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. Don't look at the things that are missing. Obviously, we're not talking about people or the hostages or the soldiers or people that we lost this year. Obviously, we're not thinking about. We're talking more about things or about the things in our lives. Or always looking for the good and a positive outlook. What's this triple language? Because the Chassidus says they kept on switching our things. When we got accustomed to a job, they made us work. They thought the adapting would be hard, and it was hard. But maybe we have to find the kedusha in adapting, into the kedusha pivoting, like Rabbi Goldberg says, and then the ability to pivot, especially on Lal Seder, where things sometimes don't go our way, the ability to be flexible and to be able to pivot. Can't be your way or the highway. Then you don't leave Mitzrayim. You're stuck in Mitzrayim. The number five, Rabbi Biederman from the Chasson Sofer, Shir Galonu. We show him say that it's part of the bracha of Sipur Sipur Mitzrayim. So we should say the bracha before. Why are we saying the bracha after Magid? Because just like a ger, says the Chasson Sofer, the ger can't make the bracha of Geirus before he or she went through the tefillah, so to every single one of us, we're different people after Magid. And we can't make the bracha first. It can't be over Lasi Yasun. And therefore, dafka we make the bracha after, because we're different, we're changed people. And that's what Rabbeinu says, Rav Shor says from the Sas Emes, Mashtana Alez, and Nakam, how this night different? How am I going to be transformed, transcended? How am I going to be changed as a different person? No, Melech, my Moror. Why am I such a display? Because Moror helps us to stay apart. When we look at anti-Semitism, we say, nah, it's a good thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is keeping us apart. Kadosh Baruch Hu is keeping us apart. Sinai Meloshon Sinai, Chazal say, when we got to our Sinai, it brought us tremendous sinai from the rest of the world. So we see these anti-Semitic things happening in Columbia University, throughout America, throughout the world. Yes, we don't want it, but if it's happening anyways, we have to remember it's saying it's keeping us separate. The seventh idea we said from by Koyrech, Matzim, Yachlu, Morim, why bring the pasuk by Pesach Sheni, Dafka, we're sitting at our Seder, we're not in Yerushalayim, Chas Hashem, it shouldn't happen, but if it does happen, if we're not in Yerushalayim, we ask Hashem, we beg Hashem, we beg Hashem 29 days, we should be in Yerushalayim Kodesh for the current Pesach Sheni. Idea number eight, we said for Shemo Chamoscha, why Dafka on the fourth cup? Rav Shor says, because so Dalashonos of Geula, Dalakosos. We ask Hashem, you should place all your anger and your wrath, place all your anger and your wrath on Hitler and Hamas and Iran and everyone who wants to wipe us out. You should place your that it's got to be on the current Gullus. The ninth idea from Yisrael, from Rav Biederman, from the Rukas Abaisim, why does Shulchan Aruch say that Halas did say B'ni Imus, and the Rukas Abaisim said from the Chazam Sefer, because we know the Gemara Miguel says in Daf Chaf, you can't say Halal at night, but on Pesach, we don't have that. Pesach, that halacha doesn't apply, because the whole thing, the whole yontif is one of amuna and one of it's not. There's no night. There is no night. It's all or. That's what the students came over to. The students told their rebbeim that time to say shachas, because the whole night is. We didn't say this, but we say this from maybe past years. And that's exactly what the Rukas Abaisim said. How could you say in any other way that Rukas Abaisim said? How can you say in any other way? You have to say, you can't just run through halal. That you might have said the words, but a person has to be on fire at halal. You'll be, Mami Sto Besimcha, find the 10th, the final idea, the Chagadi, or Biederman says from Naral, every single one of us is a Kohen Gadol. Finally, we get to the end idea, we get to the end, and whatever, everything looks random, and a cat, and a stick, and the fire, and the water, everything happens from the Rabbonu Shem. And when a Jew lives and understands that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you live in HaBoich HaBamoy Yisrael B'Yavah. All you want to do is, Shesha says Rosh, all you want to do is Shiyar Shirim. When everything, we realize that everything happened from October 7th, everything happened October 6th, October 8th, and from all the entire year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan. We have to know, Be'ez Hashem, to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to take these 10 ideas to understand how grateful we have to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live a life of Emunah, a life of positivity, a life filled with the ability to be flexible, a life filled being transformed, not only on Seder night, but especially on Seder night, that when we look in that anti-Semitism, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it, we yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we're not going to be there, we ask Hashem to throw His anger on the nations of the world, we say a halal with Ni'imus, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything happening in our lives, will lead us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. Wishing everyone a holy, healthy, safe, and special yontif, Shabizokha, to the ultimate Geula, and Masorah Tzoros from Eretz Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem, Mishpach, Mashiach, Sakeinu, Mehir, and Mehim, Evami.